I just made enemies with the worship team three times this morning, actually. First hour, I wanted to do a song right after communion, and they weren't ready. Second hour, they did it, and this hour, we ran out of time, so I canceled. They all hate me, and we're looking for new people up here to help out. So, 1989, the wall. Well, let me make a couple of quick announcements. First of all, this afternoon, men versus boys football. We need some guys to come out and be referees, so if you can join us out there, 1:30, Freedom Park. If you go down towards the lake, take a left at Chuck's Barbecue, Pea Ridge Barbecue, to the right, or some football fields. We'll have a bunch of guys out there, and we could use some men to keep them honest. How's that? And we have 10 soldiers from TBC that call TBC home that are deployed. We'd like to send them Christmas care packages. We should have done this a couple of weeks ago. We're a little late, so it's got to be done this week. There's a table set up in the foyer. We want to bombard them with gifts from their home church. So if you'll stop at the table right in the foyer following this hour, you can pick up some, all the information is out there for you to participate. Every year, we sponsor pastors around the world to attend conferences. This year, next week, actually, there's a pastors' conference, or the week after Thanksgiving, in Ukraine, Belia Serkhov, Ukraine, where our sister church is. And for $40, you can help sponsor a pastor. The average wage in Ukraine is about $400 a month right now. So these pastors pay for their travel arrangements. We seek to bring in enough money to provide for them room and board while they attend this conference. You'll hear in a minute why these conferences are so significant, because it literally changes lives and gives vision that maybe they didn't have before. So you look in the bulletin, there is a yellow insert that looks like this. You can sponsor multiple pastors or a single pastor. What a great way to celebrate Thanksgiving by thanking, by providing for someone who otherwise would not be able to be at a conference. If you have your Bibles, I need you to open to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9 will be there in a few moments towards the end of our challenge this morning, and then we'll move on to Matthew 28, the Great Commission. Matthew 9, Matthew 28, Matthew 9, the end of the chapter. In 1989, the wall to the former Soviet Union fell. There was an organization that hooked churches in America up with churches in former Soviet Union. One of our men in our body was a Russian linguist at Fort Hood named Craig Ludrick. Craig said, "I've been praying for this area of the world for a long time. Would you consider that, adopting a sister church?" We did. By God's sovereignty, they matched us up with a church. We knit our hearts together. We've had the privilege of being there over a dozen times to minister. A number of our families have been there for children's camps. One of our families went and lived there for a year. But we've had a strong connection with our sister church. And this morning, we have the privilege of hearing from one of my heroes of the faith, the pastor of our sister church in Belia Serkhov, Ukraine, Pavel Marchuk. So would you give them a warm TBC welcome as he comes with Craig Ludrick to be part of our body.
Доброе утро, меня зовут Павел Марчук.
Good morning, my name is Павел Марчук.
Я хочу вас сказать, сначала я люблю сало, картошки, и я вас люблю.
I will tell you, first, I love сало, I love potato, and I love you.
Okay, we'll pull on your leg a little bit. This is Pavel. What? His mic or my mic? Turn your mic on, Pavel.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do that, like Khrushchev did at the UN. You know,
thank you.
Shoot. Here, switch places. You get over there on that side. There's your Bible.
Я очень благодарен Богу за возможность иметь сотрудничество из TBC.
I'm very grateful to God for the relationship that He's given to me and our church in the Ukraine to have this sister church relationship with TBC.
Когда посмотреть историю наших отношений, Бог использовал эти отношения очень сильно для того, чтобы изменить наше служение.
And, you know, as I reflect back on our relationship with each other, I can see incredible ways how God has used that relationship and has really expanded our vision and the vision of the pastors in the Ukraine.
Когда я вспоминаю первую встречу с Крейгом, он спросил меня: «Павел, какое у тебя видение для церкви?»
And when I met Craig for the first time, he asked me what my vision was for our church. And by the way, this is back in 1994. That's the wrong button. At the very first conference that we did over there. And you can see Pavel right here and me right here. Pavel, you've gained a lot of weight since then. And did you dye your hair gray or what? Did you dye your hair?
You helped me to be gray.
See, it looks like I've gained weight, but really this is a soft protective covering for rock-hard abs. So I haven't gained any weight. I'm still pretty fit.
I drive all of you.
Yeah. All right, where were you?
Okay. Тогда у меня было видение построить большой молитвенный дом.
And you know, initially, when I thought about that question, you know, my idea was to build one big church in our city.
И тысячу человек верующих.
With 1,000 believers, that would be a great deal.
Но Крейг спросил, как ты думаешь, это может случиться?
And Craig asked me how that might be able to happen.
Я сказал, ну, мы будем проповедовать Евангелие, у нас будет большой дом, и люди сами придут.
Well, it's really easy, I said. We're going to preach the gospel, and we build this big church, and people come to it. If you build it, they will come.
Может быть легче достичь такой цели, если начинать несколько церквей.
And Craig challenged me that maybe it would be easier to reach those people rather than plant one big church, plant several churches throughout the city.
Тогда я подумал, американцы, они ничего не понимают.
And then I thought, yeah, Americans, they don't understand anything.
Но Бог продолжал работать со мной.
But God really began to work in me.
В результате того, что как Бог поменял меня, мы сейчас начали, у нас в городе есть 5 новых церквей.
And so the result of this, you know, of our change in vision, you know, today there are 5 new churches throughout our city that each have their own building, and they've reproduced and planted another daughter church themselves.
Бог дал нам видение начинать новые церкви в нашем регионе.
God gave us a vision to plant, you know, multiply churches throughout our region.
Мы сейчас имеем больше тысячи человек вместе.
And so in the end, you know, God did give us that building after we had reproduced ourselves and planted more churches. We did get a big building that we have that can see 1,000 people.
Вместе с LDI проводим пасторские конференции для того, чтобы это видение получили другие пасторы.
And together with CLDI, we host these conferences yearly that really encourage and equip and expand the vision for the pastors in our country.
Может быть, 3 года назад Гэри приехал опять в нашу церковь.
And about 3 years ago, Gary came to visit us.
И он рассказал о вашем служении.
And he talked about your ministry, the ministry here of TBC and the missions ministry.
27 миссионеров.
Supporting 27, over 27 missionaries.
Я начал молиться о миссионерском видении для нашей церкви.
And so I began to pray about the mission's vision for how God might use our church in proclaiming His name in different parts of the world.
Наша церковь молилась 3 года об этом.
So our church, we prayed for 3 years about this.
Но ничего не случилось.
But nothing happened.
И когда в апреле у нас был семинар,
And this last April near Kiev, we had a seminar.
Крейг сказал, ну хорошо, что вы молитесь, но может что-то пора делать.
And Craig told us, you know, it's great you guys have been praying about it for 3 years, but it's time to do something. Ты медленно подумай, надо больше стимул.
Мы согласились молиться в течение мая месяца, и потом определили дату, когда мы должны сказать, куда мы поедем на миссионерское служение.
So the pastors, you know, that we work with in the city, we all decided that we were going to spend the month of May preaching about missions and praying about missions, and then at the end of that time, we would decide where we believed God to be leading us to be involved, where we were going to work. The churches were going to come together, the 5 churches, and work on the strategy together.
В день, когда мы согласились определиться с местом, куда мы будем ехать, мы тоже молились, и один из пасторов, Николай Манзюк, позвонил своему брату, Александру, который несет служение в России, в Татарстане.
And so when the day came for us to decide where God was calling us to be involved in missions beyond the Ukraine, one of our pastors, his brother, lived in Tatarstan, and oversaw several churches up there. And so we decided to go and visit him.
Он сказал, мы ищем место для миссионерского служения.
And we told him that we were looking for a place for our churches to be involved in missions.
Что ты нам посоветуешь?
How could you advise us?
Он сказал, мы молимся, мы постились и посылаем людей на Украину просить, чтобы люди, миссионеры, чтобы украинские церкви посылали миссионеров в Татарстан.
And he answered that, hey, we've been praying, we've been fasting, and we've even sent some of our people to the Ukraine to try and recruit churches and missionaries to come over and help us. This is what we've been praying for.
Это был ответ.
And we felt like that was God was giving us a pretty clear answer.
В результате в октябре месяце мы имели двухнедельную миссионерскую поездку в Россию.
So in October we took the pastors and I we took a two-week mission trip to go visit this region to on a recon trip to learn about it. It's our first mission trip together.
Через эту поездку Бог изменил меня, мое мышление.
And you know, through this trip, God really changed my whole attitude about missions.
Несколько моментов, которые сильно повлияли на меня.
There were a few things in particular that really impacted me during the trip that I want to share with you. By the way, the trip took 36 hours, and they didn't stop. They took two little white vans like that to go from Ukraine over to the Volga River region.
Когда мы остановились, чтобы купить яблоки для себя, один дедушка, я спросил дедушку, который продавал яблоки, имеет ли он Новый Завет.
And so on the way, on the road, on the way there, we pulled over and stopped to buy some apples from this man on the side of the road, and I asked him if he had a New Testament.
Он сказал, я никогда не видел и не держал даже в своих руках.
And he answered, I've never even seen one, never held one in my hands.
Я спросил другого человека.
And I asked another person if he had had a New Testament.
Он сказал тоже.
And he said the same thing, never seen one.
Мое сердце было разбито.
And, you know, my heart was really broken.
В нашем городе трудно найти человека, который не имеет несколько копий Нового Завета.
Because in my city, you know, anyone who wants a New Testament can have one. They're readily available. Some have more than one.
Позже Александр Мандзюк сказал статистику. На Украине у нас 42 миллиона населения.
Yeah, in the Ukraine, just to give you a little perspective, there's 42 million people, 42 million?
Да.
42 million people in the Ukraine.
И более 130 тысяч верующих.
Сколько?
Более чем 130 тысяч.
And over 130,000 believers.
В России.
But in Russia,
141 миллион.
There's 141 million people.
И 70 миллионов верующих. 70 тысяч верующих.
Only 70,000 believers. Much bigger population in Russia, but smaller number of believers there.
Я почувствовал себя виновным.
And I felt convicted about this.
Из-за того, что эти люди не имеют возможности читать Евангелие.
That these people, you know, didn't have an opportunity to hear or read the gospel.
Мы приехали в Чувашию.
So we went to one of the regions called Chuvashia. There were three separate regions we went to visit. One of them is called Chuvash. The other one is the Mariel Republic and the Tatarstan, three autonomous republics in Russia. Each of these have their own people group, language, culture.
Население Чувашии 1,300,000.
Chuvash has 1.3 million people.
Там есть 6 церквей.
And there are 6 churches.
И 900 человек.
And about 900 believers.
Все они в столице.
And all those are just located in the capital. There's no churches out in any of the villages. There may be a family here or there, but if they want to go to church, they have to go into the capital.
При этом сильно возрождается язычество.
And the history of these people, their culture is deeply embedded is idol worship.
Президент сказал сделать большой памятник.
The president of this republic gave the order to have this big idol, a monument built.
Это мать покровительница Чувашии.
It's the mother protector of Chuvash people.
На памятнике написано: «Дети мои, придите ко мне, и я благословлю вас».
And it's written on the bottom of this monument that children come to me and I will bless you.
Священник православный. Он благословил этот памятник.
And it's a Как он сделал это? Ну, почему?
Я не знаю почему. Потому что он язычник, может быть.
Okay. So what's interesting is a Russian Orthodox priest went and blessed this monument.
Но это было случилось в мае, в апреле выпал большой снег.
And this was in May. Okay.
В июне, когда обычно жаркая погода, выпал большой снег.
Priest came and blessed his idol in May, and then in June, when it's really hot weather for this region,
Kilometer вокруг,
one kilometer around the city,
города,
this much snow for one kilometer just circling the city.
Все люди сказали,
and everybody in the city,
Бог, стал против этого идола.
That God wasn't happy about this idol being there. It's written in the newspapers. It was the talk of the town.
Мы поехали в следующую республику в Мариэл.
The next republic we went to was the Republic of Мариэл, where the Мариэл people live.
Сейчас вы можете видеть пастора этой церкви, Анатолия.
You can see the pastor of the church. He's right here, kneeling down. He's showing us a map and helping us to better understand the Мариэл people, their language and culture.
Там есть 150 верующих.
In that Republic, there's 150 believers, Christians there.
Население 750 тысяч.
The population is 750,000.
И этих 150 верующих тоже в столице.
And again, those 150 believers are just in the capital city.
При этом очень сильное язычество.
And the thing that really caught my attention there is how strong pagan worship is, that it's how much a part of their culture it is and deeply ingrained.
Люди поклоняются духам.
Several times throughout the year, people go out in the woods to these different places where they'll have these pagan festivals, sacrifices, animal sacrifices.
И люди в церкви, они переживают это давление.
And the believers we met with there can really feel the spiritual oppression and just the darkness of that region.
Позже я скажу историю Тимофея, как он переживал это давление.
Сейчас или позже?
Позже. Я позже.
I'll tell you a story about one of them in just a few minutes.
Такая же ситуация в Татарстане.
Yeah, in Tatarstan, the next republic, it was a similar situation.
3,800,000 населения.
3.8 million people.
2 миллиона татар.
2 million Tatars that are Muslim.
Два человека, которых мы встретили, которые готовы работать с татарами.
And out of the different church leaders that we met with and pastors we met with, we only found two people that were being deliberate and intentional about trying to reach the Tatars. The other churches there were just working among some of the ethnic Russians.
Когда я посмотрел на эту ситуацию, это мне напомнило то, что было во времена Иисуса Христа.
And, you know, as I reflect on the circumstances in each of these republics, you all remember the words of Jesus.
Я хочу отрывок, чтобы прочитать Матфея.
Yeah, and Gary's going to read the passage for you.
We're in Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 36. Jesus said, or the scriptures say, seeing the multitudes, our Savior felt compassion for them because they were distressed and downcast, like sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the harvest. And having summoned his 12 disciples, he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Then in verse 5 it says, these 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, saying, do not go the way of the Gentiles and not enter into the city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Then in Matthew 28, we read the Great Commission, where it says, go therefore, making disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and reaching to the uttermost parts of the world.
Эти отрывки говорят о том, что в Иисуса Христа, в апостолов и в церкви остается та же самая задача – проповедовать Евангелие.
And you know, as we read that passage, we see that Jesus, the apostles, and the church all have the same mission to preach the gospel.
Суть Евангелия, который проповедовал Иисус, в том, что люди Бог приглашает людей вернуться к Нему.
And the simple message of the gospel is that God has made a way through Christ for people to come back into relationship, fellowship with Him.
Когда Адам не послушался Бога,
when Adam disobeyed God,
проблема была в том, что Адам согласился быть как боги.
That Adam had wanted to be like God, to be able to distinguish between good and evil.
Сам он хотел принимать решение, что хорошо, что зло. Теперь Бог говорит, люди должны вернуться к Нему, в Его власть.
God is telling us that we need to come back to Him.
Это Евангелие.
That's the gospel.
Можно вернуться к Богу.
That we can come back to God through Christ.
Иисус проповедовал, и для того, чтобы выполнить эту задачу.
That Jesus preached to help fulfill this mission.
Он пригласил учеников, чтобы они молились, чтобы было больше делателей.
And he invited his disciples to pray that there would be more workers to go out into the harvest.
Когда я смотрю на Иисуса Христа, как он выполнял эту задачу, я вижу следующее.
So when I look at Jesus, how he fulfilled this command, this mission.
Он имел особое сердце, особое переживание за этих людей.
That he had a special heart for these people.
Когда он смотрел на этих людей, он видел их, как, что они как овцы, которые нуждаются, чтобы был пастырь с ними.
That he had compassion on them. That he looked at them as looked on the people as being sheep without a shepherd.
Его сердце сжималось.
That his heart was broken from out of compassion for him.
Он попросил, чтобы ученики молились.
And he asked that his disciples would pray, that there would be more workers.
Знаете, что случилось после того, как они начали молиться?
And you know what happened after they started praying for more workers?
Иисус призвал 12.
Jesus calls the 12 to him.
И сказал, друзья мои, теперь ваша очередь. Помогайте, будем работать вместе.
And he puts his arm around them and says, friends, there's the field. Get in line and start working.
Я даю вам власть.
I'm going to give you my authority.
Идите проповедуйте Евангелие.
Go and preach the good news.
Что случилось с церковью?
So what happened to the church?
Мы имеем ту же самую задачу.
We have the same mission.
Но она еще больше.
But even bigger. Jesus just went to the house of Israel.
Сейчас задача церкви идти ко всем народам.
Now our mission, the mission of the church, is to go to all the peoples of the world.
Проблема, которая была во времена Иисуса Христа, не стала меньше. Работников так же само не хватает.
The problem that Jesus had when this was written, that there were so few workers, is still true today.
Кто сегодня будет работниками?
Who's going to be the workers in the field today?
Когда я читал эту историю, когда я размышлял над тем, что я увидел во время миссионерской поездки, Бог дал мне следующие уроки.
And so as I reflected on my mission trip last month, God taught me another thing.
Если ты молишься о том, чтобы кто-то шел на миссию,
if you're praying that somebody's going to go into missions from your church,
приготовься что-то делать.
Then you need to get ready to do something.
Таким образом Бог поменял меня. Я вижу, что у нас есть ответственность в нашей церкви. В украинских церквей, чтобы посылать миссионеров.
And this is part of how God changed me, for me to realize that that our church has responsibility to be a part of what God is doing, to bring the gospel to the different people groups.
Я обратил внимание на то, как смотрел Иисус на людей.
I looked at Jesus' example, how he looked at people.
Я понял, что если у меня не будет сердца, как у Иисуса Христа,
and I understood if I don't have a heart of compassion for people like Jesus did.
Если я не буду любить так людей, как Иисус Христос,
if I don't love the people like Jesus did,
я не смогу заниматься миссионерским служением.
I can't really be a worker on the mission field.
Я задаю себе вопрос, почему Иисус каждое утро вставал и написано, что Он ходил по городам и селениям каждый день?
Why is it that Jesus, He woke up every morning, spent time in prayer, and then went from village to village preaching?
Потому что Он видел людей, которым надо Евангелие.
Because he saw people that needed to know about God, the gospel.
Я смотрю, как во времена Иисуса Христа, сегодня то же самое, не хватает работников.
So I look at, you know, and think about the lack of workers today.
Что делал Иисус?
What did Jesus do?
Он призвал своих друзей.
He called his friends to him. His disciples.
Я понимаю сейчас нашу задачу. Задачу нашей церкви.
And I understand the mission of our church.
Сделать то, что делал Иисус.
To do what Jesus did in preaching the gospel.
Попросить людей, чтобы они ехали на миссию.
To ask people to go as workers and to proclaim his name and proclaim the good news.
Когда мы вернулись с нашей поездки,
when we came back from a mission trip a couple of weeks ago,
мы встретились и согласились вместе,
the pastors we met together, those of us that went on the trip,
мы согласились встречаться с другими пасторами.
We agreed that we wanted to meet with some of the other pastors in the Ukraine to share our experiences with them and encourage them to and hopefully expand their vision.
Для того, чтобы передать это видение, чтобы они могли участвовать в миссионерском служении.
To hope that their church will be involved in spreading God's word.
Чтобы могли молиться за миссионерское служение.
They could pray for it.
Чтобы могли поддерживать материально и посылать людей.
That the Ukrainian churches would financially support and also send more Ukrainian people.
И мы уже встретили людей, которые сказали, мы готовы ехать на миссию.
And so we've already met people just since being back that have told us they're ready, they want to go serve in missions.
Когда мы говорим о церкви, как Христос послал церковь, посылает нас с вами для миссии, Он сказал, учеников послал и дал им власть определенную. Сейчас церковь говорит, у меня есть вся власть, и я вас посылаю.
When we read about when Jesus sent out his disciples and he gave them his authority, we read the same for the church that Jesus is sending us out, sending the church out under his authority, and that he'll be with us.
Я хочу просто привести пример, что значит власть Иисуса Христа в миссионерском служении.
I just want to share with you quickly one example of what it means to see the authority of Christ.
Когда мы приехали в Татарстан,
when we went to Tatarstan,
мы встретили человека, Тимофея.
We met a man named Timothy. This is him right here.
Сейчас он, да. Он рассказал следующую историю.
And he shared with us this story.
Раньше он был миссионером
Earlier he had been a missionary in the Mariel Republic that we told you about.
И однажды он посетил семью.
And he went to go visit a family while he was there.
Жена была член церкви, и муж иногда приходил.
The wife was a member of our church, and the husband came every once in a while.
Он пришел туда с сыном.
He went there to visit this family with his brought his son along with him.
И жены не было дома.
The wife wasn't at home. The husband was there.
И муж сказал: «Я очень рад, что ты пришел. Я ждал тебя долго».
And the husband told us, "I'm very glad you came. I've been waiting a long time for you."
Но он был очень недовольный.
But he was really angry.
И Тимофей сказал, я понял, что он хочет сделать что-то злое.
And I could tell this guy had something in mind doing to me that wasn't going to be real nice. So I sent my son out back to the car.
И послал сына в машину, сказал, я сейчас приду.
He told my son I'd be there soon.
Этот человек сказал, твой папа больше никогда не придет.
And he told my son he would never see me again.
Он закрыл дверь.
Shut the door and locked it.
И поставил шкаф.
Put the wardrobe closet thing up against the door.
И пошел на кухню, начал искать нож.
And he went to the kitchen trying to find a knife.
В это время кто-то позвонил Тимофею.
And then right then one of Tim's friends called him on the cell phone.
У тебя все нормально?
And he said, Tim, is everything okay?
Сказал, нет, мне надо молитвенная поддержка.
And he said, no, I need your prayers right now.
Кто-то молился за Тимофея, молился Тимофей.
So, his friend was praying for Tim, and Tim was praying.
И этот человек искал какое-то время нож, so, потом пришел к Тимофею и упал перед ним.
So this guy kept looking for a knife and couldn't find one, and then he comes in and just throws himself on the floor in front of Tim.
И низким голосом.
And in a really low, deep voice.
Сказал, уедь в свою Молдову.
He cries out, go back to Moldova. Tim was from Moldova, huh?
Ты разрушил мою жизнь. Ты разрушил мою
семью. Broken my life, my family, caused nothing but problems here.
Перед этим Тимофей принял решение вернуться в Молдову.
And before Tim had gone to see this family, he had thought about going back home to Moldova because life was so tough there with the spiritual oppression.
Его здоровье было очень плохое.
His health had gotten bad.
Его семья переживала проблемы, они все болели.
His family had gotten sick.
И когда он пришел к врачу, врач сказал: тебе 45, но ты твое здоровье как 80.
When he went to the doctor, you know, the doctor told him, you're 45 years old, but you look like you're 80.
Он готов был вернуться.
He was ready to go back home to Moldova.
Когда этот человек сказал уедет в свою Молдову,
but when that guy cried out in his deep voice, go back to Moldova,
я вернулся в Молдову.
It was crystal clear where that thought had come from. It wasn't from God.
Позже этот человек еще раз сказал, что он два раза уже приходил к Тимофею, чтобы убить его.
Later, the man told Tim that there were two other times when he came to Tim's door with a knife with intent to kill him.
И когда он стоял перед дверями Тимофея,
but each time he came there to Tim's door,
что-то случилось с ним, оба раза. Что-то с ним случилось, он перестал понимать, что надо делать, и он ушел, и пришел, когда он опять вернулся, стал понимать, он стоял перед своими дверями, дома.
Each time this guy came to Tim's door with a knife, ready to kill him, right as he got to the door, something happened, he couldn't explain it, didn't understand it, but the only thing he knew is the next thing he knew, he was back in front of his own door.
Проблема в том, что отец этого человека есть языческий священник.
And part of the darkness there, especially with this one man, is that he's the son of one of the pagan priests there.
Поэтому демоны сильно работают через него.
And so there's some demonic forces that it worked there for sure.
Но я этот пример рассказал просто для того, чтобы показать власть Иисуса Христа.
But I share that just as an example to show you the authority of Jesus Christ.
Я хочу сказать, что миссия это нелегко.
That it's not easy going out to work in the field is not an easy thing.
Это не просто экскурсия, чтобы посмотреть новые места.
It's not an excursion to go and check out new places.
Это сильная духовная война.
That it's a real spiritual battlefield.
Поэтому сегодня я хочу попросить, молитесь о нас.
So today I want to ask you to please continue to pray for us, for our church.
Мы нуждаемся в этом, потому что мы понимаем, что это война.
We need this because we understand this is a spiritual warfare that we're entering into.
Я хочу сказать, что миссия, для миссии очень важна финансовая поддержка.
And understand that you know, financial support's necessary for mission work.
Но в результате поездки я понял, что намного важнее.
But one of the results, one of the things that came out of this trip is how I saw how much more important prayer is, prayer support.
Поэтому я хочу попросить вас, пожалуйста, продолжайте молиться. Молитесь, чтобы Бог дал нам мудрости вдохновлять других пасторов, другие церкви, чтобы они тоже могли иметь это видение, посылать миссионеров в Россию.
So please continue to pray for us that God will give us wisdom as we seek to make His name known there, and also for the other churches in the Ukraine, that God would give them a vision to be a part of what He's doing in the other parts of the world.
Я благодарен Богу за то, что вы участвуете в миссионерском служении.
And I'm very grateful that TBC has been a big part of our ministry in the Ukraine.
Но я думаю, что ваша церковь может послать еще больше миссионеров.
But I think your church can send out even more missionaries.
Мы приготовили календарь.
So before I came, we made these calendars.
Здесь фотографии нескольких групп, кто приезжал на Украину.
Here's a picture of some of the different groups from TBC.
Есть еще одна фотография.
That have come to the Ukraine, huh?
Здесь еще одна фотография, вопросительный знак.
And you can see there's one picture there that's missing. It's got a big question mark on it.
Кто будет следующий?
Who's going to be next?
Who's
going to be next to be ready to go?
Я хочу дать этот календарь пастору.
I want to give this calendar to your pastor, Gary.
И сказать, поблагодарить, что вы молитесь, и попросить еще продолжать молиться.
And I want to thank him for their support, their prayer support, partnership, and for their continued prayers.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's amazing as we sponsor these pastors and they come to conferences like the one they're going to hear about missions, there's the opportunity to impact men and women who will then take the message of the gospel literally in places we could never go. Isn't it amazing? Here they are in a nation that's struggling economically and other ways, but yet their vision is to see the gospel brought to another region. And that's really what the gospel is about, isn't it? It's not about hoarding, it's about giving. It's not about us keeping, it's about us giving. And you can see why Pavel's one of my heroes, and we've had our hearts knit together for a number of years. So, Craig, thank you for being here. Thank you for the vision you instilled in us years ago when you were here as a part of our body as a young soldier. Pavel, thanks for being the pastor of our sister church. We love you, we appreciate you, and we're grateful to have you with us once again. Would you thank him once again? Would you stand? I'm going to pray over them and the vision that he's asked us to. Would you place your hands in this direction as I close us in prayer? Father, thank you for our brothers. Thank you for the work that you have done in our lives together. We thank you, Father, for our sister church. We pray blessing upon them as they seek to become a missionary church. God, we pray that you would raise up many that would go and declare the good news of the gospel. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. Thank you for our dear friends. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.